pain. It's a four-letter word that really packs a punch. Pain is what South Florida Representative Carlos Trujillo of Kendall Lakes and the Hammocks wants to make the new standard for abortion. His bill is called the Pain Capable Unborn Child Act. It would prohibit a doctor from giving a woman an abortion after 20 weeks into her pregnancy. Trujillo says that's the age when a fetus reacts to a harmful touch by jerking away and experiencing raised heart rate and hormone levels.
My wife just gave birth to our first child. He's 7 weeks old. And I'll never forget going to that first doctor's appointment and seeing him on that monitor and seeing his heartbeat. That's beyond any medical expert that could tell me that that child was not alive and that that child was not a human being. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw his heartbeat.
Lillian Tamayo runs Planned Parenthood of South Florida. She's concerned about a different kind of pain.
It's about the pain that a woman undergoes in planning to have a child and then has to struggle with a complicated pregnancy. That's the pain.
The clinical definition of pain has two parts. There's the physical sensation of pain, and then there's the emotional and psychological experience of pain. For that reason, several top medical institutions, including the Journal for the American Medical Association, say a fetus at 20 weeks can't experience human pain. That's because it's not developed enough to process pain on that emotional level. Mark Graber is a dean at the University of Maryland School of Law. He says the legal standard for abortions is viability, when a fetus can live on its own outside the uterus. That usually comes at 24 weeks.
The standard is viability, not capacity to feel pain, even if there is a capacity to feel pain.
Despite these scientific and constitutional hurdles, legislators in Florida and 16 other states have proposed fetal pain bills. Graber says the reason is simple: politics. Fetal pain laws are a win-win for politicians.
Nobody really thinks this is going to pass constitutional muster, but a lot of people really think they can get reelected. You gain pro-life votes because you say, look, all the wonderful things I'm voting for, and you don't lose many pro-choice votes because this all gets knocked out in the courts. So this seems to be more posing than policy.
The sheer number of proposed abortion bills in Florida has sent pro-choice advocates like Tamayo scrambling.
I know a beating when I see it.
Tamayo says that personal beliefs and policy are getting mixed.
I think that it is at the heart of some very strong values that they possess, that they believe, that they want to eliminate birth control and basic health care.
None of that is deterring Representative Trujillo. He sees fetal pain as reshaping the abortion debate.
I've received a lot of positive response for a lot of my colleagues, and I've received just positive response even for some Democrats that say, you know, if you could prove in medical science, even if it's not to an absolute certainty, but there's good medical science too that could be debated, I would vote in favor of this bill.
With some Democrats in support, he says he'll reintroduce the bill next year if it doesn't pass this session. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.